Okay, I have to begin my voice by saying two things. Number one, I feel very conflicted. Many of you know I'm in the middle of Shloshim, and Shiloh was what I should be here. Bechlal, I felt I wanted to be here. I wanted to take part in being here, and but I'm still a little conflicted. Enjoying the simcha, not enjoying the simcha. I'm not wearing my. I know you may not notice, and it may sound strange. I'm not wearing my Shabbos suit. I would have liked to have worn my Shabbos suit to come to see him. I'm not really allowed to wear a Shabbos suit during Shloshim, and a little bit more unkempt than I normally am, but that's the halacha. That's the halacha. So I want to begin with that hakdama, number one. Number two, v'shteitzach, I want to begin with the mazel tov. And I'd like to say like this, Rabbi Hager really said it, and I'm bad at names, so if I make any mistakes, please correct me. Rabbi Hager said a marshah, which I wanted to say, the marshah says that an Erev is supposed to make shalom. Anybody ever been involved with Erevin knows that without klal, Erevin, until they're completed and a few years have passed, unfortunately there's a... You understand what I mean. But I will tell you that this Erevin has made incredible shalom and achdus, because Chicago feels very connected to Pesach. And I'll tell you in a moment that there's even another connection that has taken place as well. This is how things began. I think it's important to mention it, l'chatchila. I was looking in the TED on Thursday night. I try to learn a little later than normal, so I eat. Like about 11, 11:30 I eat. And when I eat on Thursday night at that time, so I turn the pages of the TED. Let's see what's going on in the world. I quickly turned the pages of the TED. And I saw this little ad about Daf HaShua with a phone number, Rabbi Abraham, right? And I called him up. I said, what is this? What is this and what do you have? And he told me what's going on in Pesach. Now, I'm going to tell you the following. I know there are a few people here who I'm related to, because we all learned in the same yeshiva, so we're brothers. And I called the Rosh Yeshiva, Yeshiva of Long Beach, Israel, and I asked them, because of a Maisa, I was right in Lakewood for Shabbos, and I told the Maisa on Erev Shabbos to Rabbi Malkielshner. And the Maisa went like this. The Rosh Yeshiva said that Rabbi First in Chicago, his father, Zatzal, it's a big bucky, a Talmud of Rameh Shapiro, came to Rabbi Aaron, told Rabbi Aaron, or asked Rabbi Aaron, that in America we should stop Daf Yomi and we should start Amud Yomi. It's too hard. Daf Yomi is too hard. In America we should make it Amud Yomi. So Rabbi Aaron Zatzal told him that he was at the Knesset when Rameh Shapiro introduced Daf Yomi, and the Chofetz Chaim smiled. His face was radiant with the idea that was introduced by Rameh Shapiro, so mainly he's not changing. Not changing. I was Rosh Yeshiva, and the Sukkah once said that the smile of the Chofetz Chaim passed for a bar, he's not changing. So I asked the Rosh Yeshiva, I said, I know I'm, you know, we're shul in Chicago, we're not the Gantz Welt, not America, this, that, but it's all right if we do Daf HaShua instead of Daf Yomi. Because what happened was, I told the people in shul one day, after seeing this, I said, listen, what's going to happen after 120, going to go up to Shiraim, they're going to say, what did you do for your Gehila Bashas? What did you do for them? And some people, they can't learn Daf Yomi. It's too much. They fall behind. They try this. It doesn't work. So what do you do for them? And what am I going to answer? Then I saw this advertisement for Daf HaShua. So I asked the Rosh Yeshiva, if it's okay, we do Daf HaShua despite this mice that we're about to come at times. He said, okay. So I went to Eretz Yisrael. Not for this alone. I was in Eretz Yisrael. So I went in by Aaron Leib. Shlita, then I went in by Reb Chaim. And they both gave me brachas. But Reb Chaim, I told them what we want to do. So Reb Chaim gave us a bracha for Chicago, but I would say osmosis, it probably has to, you have to be a chelik of the bracha. He gave us a bracha, Zolzayan Ala Endikin, which is 51 years before we started. He said, Zolzayan Ala Endikin. So right then, the Gabbai said, anybody in his right mind should automatically become a member of Yeshua. So I'm learning Daf HaShua. It's a bracha of another 51 years. And I just got the card here. And the card says that Nida finishes in 8:25. Nida finishes 1/10/2060 in Chicago, 2060. And Rabbi Abraham promised that he will organize the Siyum for us so we can start again in 2060, Bezer Hashem. Okay, so we hope. Okay, now, but I want to tell you that somebody in Shul moved to Far Rockaway, so was learning in Koil, Yeshiva Koil, and now he's a Mashpia and a Marbet Sarah. He started Daf Hashu also, started about 2 months ago, Daf Hashu. So you were already grandparents. Like they were saying, your grandparents, you should be Zeicher to go weiter, Mechayel or Koil with what you're doing. We don't have someone like Rabbi Weinstein, we should bring him out to give Shiurim for us as well. It's an unbelievable chizuk what you're doing over here. You should be able to go, Mechayel or Koil, and we should all be together when you finish. And the Bez Hashem, you'll be together when we finish with the bracha from Rabbi Chaim. Okay, now, I was asked to speak about the impact of learning. I think that was a lotion you told me on the phone, the impact of Chazorah and learning. I'm right, I'm wrong? Okay, fine. Now, let me tell you like this. So I was, unfortunately, as I just mentioned, I became a novel, Matzoi Shabbos, Chalamon. My mother was the first Matzoi Shabbos Chalamon. The reason I'm telling you this, because I went through a lot of days with a lot of Shabbos. Next day was still Chalamoid. That night was Yontif. I came back to Shul and I said, I'm anointing for the next 5 minutes. After that, I'm going to have the last 2 days of Yontif going to be regular. I'm going to speak like I normally speak. I'm going to try to keep things going the way I normally keep going. And then Matzah Yontif will start again with the Aninus until the Gvur. So the Shaila was, what was I allowed to do over 2 days of Yontif? What I mean to say is like this. It says in Siman Tov Kuf Mem Ches, which is Hilchas Chol HaMoed, Halacha is, Zesha Amarnu Shakveva Meso Beregel Lechol Olav Avelus. Somebody, this does not apply to me, but somebody who makes Kura on one of the Krovim during Yontif, which means during Chol HaMoed. Nevertheless, Avelus doesn't start. We all know Avelus won't start until Yontif is over. Lechol Olav Avelus. Hani Mila Dvarim Shom B'Mahesi. So Mishabura says in Sifkat Tazayin, Hainu Rechitza v'chamin tashamita v'tamatera noi b'chol zeh v'avelus v'yosem. Says the Mishabura then, Yesh matirin. Yesh matirin. Some people are matir to learn on these 2 days. These 2 days of Yontif. Some people are matir to learn. Even though Dvarim Shevet Sinna asr. But when it comes to Talmud Torah, some people are mad. Why? Why? Why are they mad to Talmud Torah? So listen to this. Shari Tshuva says like this. I am a hater who mashu the Rebbe Magen Avraham, the Gamma Talmud Torah, ain't no mutter, the Dvarim HaRoyim. The only thing the Magen Avraham holds you can learn is only Dvarim HaRoyim. Dvarim HaRoyim are Yirmiyah, Iyayv, Hilchas Avelus. I would say, this is a very chashu oilam here, say, looking around the room, Mamish Tamidich HaChom, people writing a ton of learning, I would assume. We won't talk about this room, but I would assume if you would talk to a group of Yidden and you'd say, I give you 2 days, learn Yirmiyah and Iyayv and Ilchas Avelus, it's not going to fall into the category of Ma Ein Odom Loimed El Mashal Dibur Chafetz. Most people don't have a Seder in Iyayv, most people are not involved deep in Yirmiyah, and most people are not learning Ilchas Avelus. So Lamaisa, it says here, Magen Avraham holds, it's only Mutav Amaron. Zokta Chacham Tzvi B'Simen Kuf. Shahoyra L'Chocham Echod. It was a chacham sheyirogil ligrois mishnayis balpeh. He learned mishnayis balpeh. She mutal ligrois. It's mutav him to learn the mechol hamayikule. Ay ashe dover b'tzina noyek. He called makom mut. Why chado the ain lachad dover ha'ovid gadol mizeh. Shem lo yavzer aleihem vada yishkach. Unbelievable halacha. A person chazes mishnayis every day. And you're not allowed to learn Torah. Says the Chacham Tzvi. He's a lot of continuous chazara said. Why? Because if he doesn't, he's going to forget. The person's going to forget what he learned. See, matters it. That's the first part of the Shari Tshuva quoting from Tzvi. Then he's like this. The dafka b'shar hashon nashuchol lasik b'dvar marom shabiyirmi. The rest of the year, you want to have a seder in Yirmiyah, fine. Avo beregel, on yontif, to learn Yirmiyah, ain't nochem lasik b'zeh. Okay. Now here is what I would like to mention. First part of mentioning is go to Aram, so we don't want to talk about Chazor. I looked at this beautiful red flyer here, talking about you can learn one. The front cover, it says you can learn 10 times a week. The back cover, it says you can learn 12 times a week. Chazoring is unbelievable. Eil chadov avagolam izet. Mistama, Chacham Tzvi would matter somebody who's in the process of chazering daf Ashura to do it, Rachman al Nitzan, if he'd be an Obel, on Yontif, he'd be allowed to do it, based on this program that you have here in the chart. But then he said like this. Listen to these words here. What do you want the person to do on Yontif? Learn Yirmiyah, it's not right. And then he says, this is what I like to speak about tonight. It's not proper. It's not proper. What does this line mean? I like to ask people a question. I don't know what's going on in Pesach. I'll talk about where I do know what's going on. It's Yontif. Well, I don't know what time you start davening here. Let's say 8:30. 8:30. It's Yontif davening. Yontif davening takes a little longer. Let's say you finish davening at 11:30. And then somebody makes a kiddush. And you see people you haven't seen in a long time. You go home. You get home. It's 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock, you have a Gantz Suda. Gantz Suda, it's Yontif. If you're coming home from yeshiva, your mother's out, it makes anything she can because her bachur mahom, or maybe it's a little older family and sons-in-law and daughters-in-law. That's a Gantz Suda. A Gantz Suda, the whole mishpach is not together. So now 12 o'clock turns into 2:30, 3 o'clock. Maybe somebody comes over for dessert. It's 3:30. Okay, mincha is 7 o'clock. Now you ask somebody, it's 7 o'clock. It's mincha, 3:30, just finish the Suda. You have a problem what to do for the next 3.5 hours. I can tell some people, Mislama, they can have a seder with their horizontal 6x3 mattress. You know, I mean, there's what to do. The shaila that the Shari Tshuva has, based on the Chacham Tzvi, the words again, it's unbelievable words. V'yeinochon leisha batal agamri mitivrei Torah. I like to say what he means. Okay, I know there's somebody, as I mentioned, there's somebody here from Long Beach who knows me from a long time. There's somebody else from Chicago who just snuck in who knows me from the shul. He's here. He knows me from the shul. I like to talk about myself. I like to embarrass myself in public because sometimes it gives other people teasing. Abyssal Corbin, I'm a Kayan, Abyssal Corbin is a Corbin. I used to be madly in love. Mamish, we're playing basketball. I could play basketball 5 hours straight, 6 hours straight. Basketball, Mamish, straight basketball. I love basketball. And, I don't know, in my senior year in high school, maybe the end of my junior year, my senior year, I started liking to learn. So if basketball was here, learning was about here. I started liking it. I can't tell you 9th grade and 10th grade. I was good at it. I can't tell you I liked it. Well, somewhere in 11th grade, I started liking it. Basketball was still up here. Learning was about here. I started liking it. Then, I was in Beis Medrash, and this is the third year Beis Medrash. And there were two very choshev bachim. Right now, the choshev and choshev are bitzei Torah. Mamish choshev, one's grad in New Jersey, one's in New York. Magidei shurim for a long time, for decades already. They started learning Derech Hashem. It was only Derech Hashem. And they decided, since the Ramchal says, that the more covet you give to Torah, the more the Torah gives back to you. So Mela, they made a decision. Second Seder, they're going to learn Second Seder with their jackets on. Covet on Torah. Come on, I tell you, they're going to learn with their jackets on. And the Mela, they felt that based on Ramchal, they'll learn Torah with their jackets on, maybe it'll be much later. So I went to the Rashiva. I said to the Rashiva, I said, Rebbe, I want to know. Maybe I should learn my jacket on. I hear what they're saying. It's like a good time. I didn't want to learn my jacket on. I said, maybe I should learn my jacket on. So Rashiva said to me like this. Said to me, this was a major moment in my life. Rashiva said to me like this. Abach of Adayna Yoren, somebody your age shouldn't be learning because of frumkeit. You know, you gotta learn. Those are very cultural reasons. But your age, you should be learning from geschmack. Geschmack. What's geschmack mean? Geschmack means geschmack. It's enjoyable. It's geschmack. That's what you should be learning. I tell you the truth, I'm jumping ahead. But 25 years later, I went back to the Rashiva. I was already a Rav for many years. I went back to the Rashiva. I said, Rebbe, is it all right if I continue to learn from Geschmack? Do I have to learn from Kaget? Right? What, where did it say you have to learn from Kaget? Now, the truth of the matter is, I once heard of Matasio, he came to Chicago, the first time he said it to me, I couldn't believe it. I was so embarrassed. I was so embarrassed when he said it. Like, why didn't I think about it myself? The bracha that we make every morning, Birchas HaTorah, V'harevno. What does it mean, V'harevno? What do the words mean, V'harevno?
Sweet.
Make it sweet. What does sweet mean? Maybe what does sweet mean? But I don't know about anybody in this room, but think about myself. I can't tolerate dry wine. I can't tolerate it. I know some people spend $80 a bottle, $100 a bottle, but to me it's not worth a nickel. I can't take it. Sweet, was Moscato d'Asti, I think the blue bottle, that's like that I can drink. Hey, tell me if you develop a taste. V'harevno. What does the harevno mean? The harevno means Torah should be gishmak. Now I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to. I can't be alone. I can't be alone with Oreos double stuff. If you don't know what that means, Baruch Hashem for you. Baruch Hashem for you. They made it parrot. You don't. You can be makbun chol b'shul. They made Oreos with double stuff. I can't eat with Oreos double stuff. I shouldn't eat them. And I'm alone. It's finished. If I have a quart of milk, it's gone. It's not shabbat. What is double stuff? What is this? It's kishmak. It's kishmak. Okay, now. So, I want to ask you a question. I'm not talking about anybody in this room, and I'm not trying to be negative tonight. If I want to blast, I got much to blast about this. I'm not blasting. I want to talk about it in a different way. Somebody came over to me last week, says to me, Davin's in a shul. And he says to me, during Chazaras HaShatz, everybody's texting. Texting. You know, you told me, Yeshiva Shecharedis Yeshul, they're texting. Not everybody, a lot of people are texting during Chazaras HaShatz. Okay, now Lamaisa says in Shulchan Aruch, I'll talk to the Chazaras HaShatz. What's the word texting? Okay, so why are people texting? I'm not going here to blast. People are involved in things they like to do, they have to do. That's what happens. So Lamaisa, it's out. I gotta see what's going on. I gotta see what's going on. Right? I gotta know what's going on. I was zoicha once that in Lakewood in my time, Zupnik's time, there was a gabbai, and the gabbai went around literally begging people. Little Mashiach Zatzal needed a driver for the day, would you drive? And everybody had to do it once a year. The guy with his mama, she used to beg people to go around with Mashiach Zatzal for the day. You had to go to sleep for a week afterwards. It was so exhausting. Mashiach Zatzal would get up the next day. Oh, whatever. Unbelievable. They have enough time. I can tell you. Mice says, but I want to tell you this. I made a deal with the guy. I said, listen, if Rav Shneir or the Mashiach, either one, are going to Rav Moshe, I'll go immediately. Just come and ask you, I'll go immediately. So I went several times to Rav Moshe with the Mashgiach, with Rav Nosson. So I remember it was a Monday or a Thursday morning, and it was raining. So this is what happened. There was a shtender right in front of the bima. Rav Moshe would walk to the shtender to listen to Leinim. On the shtender was a chumash. Then there was another shtender right next to him. I don't know if it was a Mishnayos or a Gemara. I'm not sure. So this is what happened by Leinim. Baruch Hu, Rav Moshe's finger was in the chumash. Nice saying HaTorah, Rav Moshe's finger was here. Baruch Hu went back to the Chumash. Nice saying HaTorah went back here. Okay, now how many, not minutes, how many seconds are there between Koyin and Levi and a Monday morning? What do you got to do? Two shtenders, two Svarim, fingers back. Why? I understand Rav Moshe understood Bittul Torah, I understand that. I would like to say also that by Rav Moshe, it was so geschmack to learn. He didn't want to finish. My state second, I'm going to learn. I got another few seconds on. My Blackberry, everybody can understand. I got a few seconds of Blackberry, everybody can understand. If I had a few seconds to eat Oreos with more stuff, I would eat it. It's geschmack. Why not? It's geschmack. I heard a Gavaldic award yesterday. Just yesterday, somewhere we were going to say that. Somewhere throwing a Gavaldic award. The Masvin Ador, Shmuel Bim, I was like, so. They asked him a shayla. Shayla is, if after 9 months the blood comes out, we all know that they hit the blood and the blood does forgets all the Torah, so the kashya develops kashyas, why learn the Torah beforehand? So all the terutzim that there are, Shmuel Bam says a terutz, Kabbalah Kedaretz. Why should the blood, you will learn for 9 months, who is going to forget all the Torah? asked Shul Bear now, so Shul Bear said, was noch so ein Ton? What else is there to do? So what's the difference? You forget it. So what's the difference? That's enough to mean it. What did you do for the 9 months? It's like a ball again. You're sure being about Terry. So I love the Terry. Never heard the Terry. She goes, wash it. What else you do? Nothing else to do. So you forget the Terry. You forget the Terry. Wonder what to do for, what else you do for 9 months? My Riddick. Amish, my Riddick. Hi, I have a Chavrusa, not a Chavrusa, excuse me. I have a Chavr from seventh grade. I lived in Boston at that time. And he presently, he's in Eretz Yisrael, and if anybody goes Eretz Yisrael, that was Vasikin now it's called Ramosha Shapiro's Minyan. Okay, that was Vasikin at that Minyan. So this Chavar of mine was Zoicha, he picks up Ramosha Shapiro, Shlita, and he takes him back home every day. Okay. So he told me, I'm close with him, it was a few, every time I go to Eretz Yisrael, David goes to this Minyan. Sometimes they are there, sometimes they're not there, sometimes he's there without Ramosha Shapiro, Shlita. So I said, listen, I want to know if the story's true. I said, I heard a story, I want to know if it's true. I said, like, I was sitting in the front seat, I said, I'll open up the glove compartment, I'm very friendly, I open up the glove compartment, I see, there's a paperback Gemara in the glove compartment. You know why? Because Ramosha Shapiro and my father, I don't know whose idea, I don't know how the conversation went, but they have a Seder in the car. The Seder is at red lights. Only red lights. Only red lights. I sent this over in Shul. Only red lights. Because the Moshe Shapiro won't let the driver learn while he's driving. So at red lights, the Gemara is opened, and the Moshe Shapiro reads. Okay, he doesn't get stuck. That helps, you know. I'm assuming he doesn't get stuck. He doesn't, you know. He reads. Do you understand that they finished three Masechtas at red lights? That was about 6 years ago. He told me now, I just entered the show, finished a few more Masechtas. They made us see him on Purim. He said, Rav Moshe Shapiro was lichti. Chapter 9, he found a few more Masechtas. He found a few more Masechtas at red lights. Red lights. And when you're even entered the show, 4 o'clock in the morning, there's no traffic. So you're stopping. How long is a red light? It's an unbelievable thing. Okay, so about a year and a half ago, I don't remember exactly when, maybe 2 years ago, I was asked to speak in Milwaukee. They made a Siyam, the city, some out-of-town cities, make a Siyam HaTorah. Make a Siyam HaTorah. So they finished Shas and Mishnayis and Mishnebura and Tanakh. They made a Siyam. I was asked to come speak. So I was speaking about Torah and some of the things I'm saying here, I said there. But I want to tell you Hashgotha. It was Hashgotha. I started crying. Here's Hashgotha. It was out of town. It's a big room at the Siyam. Maybe 200 people at the Siyam, maybe less, whatever. The big room that they had was the school auditorium. So we met in the school auditorium. That's where the Siyam was. They had a Suda, and then they spoke. But the school auditorium, for those people who know school auditoriums, it was also a gym. A gym. So the first time I said publicly, I may start crying now, you'll excuse me. I said to the baskets like this. You were my first love. I love to play basketball. And I can't tell you when, but somewhere in a third year Beis Medrash or fourth year or Lakewood, somewhere around there, that Torah went up. Basketball didn't go down, but Torah went up. It went above it. And finally, basketball is down. I still like it. Can't do what I used to do. I still like it. Well, Maisa, I fell in love with learning. I just fell in love with learning. I love to learn. I just love to learn. It's a schus. It's a schus. As a result, that new challenges evolve because the Yitzhar doesn't leave you alone because then you have a shadow of what I do with my wife, what I do with my kids, what I do with my grandchildren, what I do with my... Well, everybody has a chayas. You have different responsibilities. But where there's a geschmack. A geschmack. Don't have to learn from Frumkeit. Learn from geschmack. Don't learn from Frumkeit, learn from Geschmack. Okay, now, he said he's going to listen to the tapes. I'm telling you right now, Rabbi Zupnik, this is for you. Okay, listen. What is the base kinesis? What is the base kinesis? So it's a Gemara about Metziah. Base kinesis could be a base kinesis of Goyim. Eilu Metzias. Chof Dalam and Aleph. Base kinesis could be a base kinesis of Goyim. What's Melamdei Tinoikis? Melamdei Tinoikis, Gemara Baba Basra. Melamdei Tinoikis could be teaching non-Jewish subjects. A person's called the Melamdei Tinoikis. Learning it in Chosha Mishpat, Sevin Kufnu and Vav. This case, Melamdei Tinoikis. What's a Rebbe? What's a Rebbe? A Rebbe, the most cherished word, a Rebbe. A Rebbe. So the Gemara says on Avodah Zarah, Rashi really said it yesterday in Chumash, Rashi at the end of Parsha Vayechi says an incredible word, he used the word Rebbe. A person is an Eved to a Goy, and your Rebbe, is a Mechal HaShabbos, and your Rebbe is an Echol Tarfis, and your Rebbe is involved in Arayis. Rebbe is a Lashon that Rashi used. I once spoke a long time about that word Rebbe, and not Rashi. So you can have a Rebbe, and a Melamed Tinoikis, and a Beis Knesses. And you can have a Rebbe and a Melamed Tinoikis and a Beis Knesses that is infused with Torah. And it becomes a different Beis Knesses and a different Melamed Tinoikis and a different Rebbe if I say it's a Chizpashin. That's a Yerubism. Right? If someone infuses, he can take a room which is a Beis Knesses and turn it into a Beis Knesses. The way we all understand Beis Knesses. A person can be a Melamed Tinoikis and he can turn his classroom into a place of Melamed Tinoikis with Torah as the Yikim. And a person can be a Rebbe for Shteitzach, he can change an entire city, entire shul, entire healing. Okay, so I want to tell you like this. I am a big fan of the following. I'm a big fan. You don't have to be a fan of this. I'm a big fan of, I love small Siddurim. I love small Siddurim. I happen to like big Siddurim also, but I love small Siddurim. I'll give you an example. We became Rabban Shul. So okay, so we, when I first got to be a Rabban Shul, they davened Mincha Ma'ariv. And there was basically no break. Dav Mincha, and then before Shkia, Ma'ariv after Shkia. So I said, let's learn for a few minutes. Learn for a few minutes. Started learning a few minutes, 8 to 10 minutes. That's it, 8 to 10 minutes. So in 14 years, we finished all the Mishnahs. Brachas, Oksim, all the way through. We did all the Mishnahs. All the Mishnahs. Finished, we did all the Mishnahs. Then one day I said to some people in Shul, you know, it's a bazillion. Me, it's a bazillion. Did I ever go through Tanakh? What's going to be with Tanakh? What's with Tanakh? We started to say this, 6:25 in the morning, davening 6:45. So we learn Achveis 10, you know, till we get there, to 10, 12 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Finish all Tanakh. I made a deal. I know for the yeshiva right here, I'm part of, I'm a card-carrying member of the yeshiva world. I told them, if we're going to do it, we can't learn with a regular Midrash Gedolos Navi, because I'll never get out of it. Well, I'll start fetching in the first daf, we'll never go anywhere. We took art scroll. One volume, art scroll, read the Hebrew, read the English. I said, I have to go through every word of Tanakh. Have to go through every word of Tanakh. So we finish Tanakh. We have a koil. We daven mincha during the winter at 12:30. Finish at 12:45. Rishach Zatzal was nifter. Rishach was nifter. It was mamish right after Shiva. Somebody said, you know, why don't we learn a few minutes? I'll learn a few minutes. And Rishach says, on the kever it says, it was his tavo. Put in the kever. If you learn, afilu dvar musar, li'ilu nishmasi, I'll be a milut yosher, b'linad. So we started learning 8-10 minutes after that. Until we sit down, 12:45, we finish a mincha, whatever, finish mincha, 8-10 minutes. So far, since Roshat was lift, I think it's 8 years, I don't remember how many years already. So we finished so far, Mesil Shashorim, Orchis Adikim, Derech Hashem, I know in this show there's also Rabbi Zupnik, and we're 3/4 finished with Chavis Lavavos. A little bit more than 3/4 finished with Chavis Lavavos. It's 5 days a week. I'm talking, you know, it could be 40 minutes a week. 40 minutes a week. Okay. Now, came this, I don't know what you want to call it, this invention, or this chizuk of Daf Ashur. Of Daf Ashur. Daf Ashur. Okay, Daf Yomi. Daf Yomi is gewaldic, and Daf Yomi is the biggest. There's a Daf Yomi Magid Shir in Chicago who's been saying Daf Yomi for about 40 years, 35 years, 2 shurim a day. He says, this is his line, Daf Yomi is the biggest mechutzit in the world. Why? Daf Yomi takes no excuses. Get up from Shiva, 7 days behind. Tisha B'Av, you're black behind. You give up, there's no excuse, Daf Yomi. It's the biggest mechutzit in the world. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. And the Maisa, for some people, it's like a hard time and this and that. People, Brother Achrayas, and comes along this concept of Daf Ashur. And then you have a chance. Go chazer it. Take it in small pieces and digest it. Do 15 minutes a day. Do it in the morning. Do it in the evening. Listen to CD. Do what you want. Do it. Who can't find 45 minutes a week? And then another 10 minutes. And then you may start liking it. You may even start liking it more than Oreos with double stuff. You never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to happen. People can really end up liking things. I want to give you an example, then I want to conclude. People who are, let's say, you know, nobody has to raise their hand. Let's say anybody here over 40. Over 40. I don't have to, over 40. You're sitting in base management one day alone. I want to give you a scenario. 20 years ago, when you were 20 years old, you're sitting in base management. Alone, you're alone in base management. Comes in two workers, workers with tools and equipment, and they go up to the front of the, front of the base management, right next to the yard. And you say to them, what are you doing? So, oh, we're putting in a payphone. What? Well, we're putting a payphone right next to the yard. What are you, sugar? A payphone next to the yard. You're out of your mind. You can't put a payphone next to the yard. You're crazy. Right? There's not a Jew in the world who wouldn't have that reaction 20 years ago. Not one. Who wouldn't have such a reaction? Total Meshuggah, out of your mind, put a payphone next to the yard. So comes along Yetzirah. And Yetzirah says, okay, good, you got me. I try to get a payphone into the base of and you told me no. Good, you threw me out. Good, fine. I got you. I got you. I stuck it in your pocket instead. I stuck it in your pocket instead. And even if you want to tell me I don't turn it on during davening, and I don't text during because I was a shot, but very few people have their cell phone off if they're alone in base medrash. I'm not saying whether you should or you shouldn't. I'm not talking about, I want to bring out a point. Okay, so now, we got the cell phone issue. Everybody has their own issues. Every shul deals with it differently. What are you going to do when turn up the cell phone to make the announcements? Make the announcements every day before midnight. Turn up the cell phone. People come in. We have a medical minion at 12:30. As I just mentioned, people are running in from work. They've got to turn up the cell phone. And it goes off during the shul Shmoneh Esrei. And you want to kill the guy. The guy's trying. You know the guy trying to get the thing off. And he has this crazy ring because his kid just made a crazy ring. I mean, the whole Shmoneh Esrei, you know. Yeah. Everybody knows the syndrome. The son got that also. He knows exactly what he's doing. But there's something else. Which I think is such a subtlety. But it's such an important concept. You know, when you finish learning, those people who will be Bez Hashem, you marry up a child. At the end of the chasana, like you just want to sit there and just, you know, drink in the environment. Like it was just such a geschmack a few hours. Geschmack. He said, I didn't hear it. I heard somebody in the Talmud told me. He said over. He said, you know what the problem of the cell phone is? The second Seder was over. It was geschmack. It used to be geschmack. So you walked out the door, you're going home. So what do you? You walked someone home. With your charusa, you walked home with somebody else. You hear? Did you make this deal, Rashi? Did you think about this thing? Right? And he said, you know what the Sutton did? Bam. Second Seder's over. Okay. How many dozen eggs did you say? What was that? Well, how much milk? Where I got to go? What's the chasid of that? To absorb, to drink in the geschmack. The geschmack. So you know what happens when you have Daf Yeshua? I'm not saying, in saying it could be that I see from what's going on over here with all types of things, with headphones on people walking the streets, I'm saying all the different things that are going on here. You know, one thing for sure, I'm a big fan, I know, I'm old-fashioned, I'm a big fan, I still use this. This is called, for those people who are young, this is called a pen. You know, these things are called notebooks, this is called paper. And, you know, I still use it. I still write like that. I like to write like that for many reasons. I won't go into now. But there are so many different things to pick up on in Shas as you go through Shas. Amaroy, who's the Rebbe Yehu? When I first went through Daf Yomi, I picked up so many different things. I'm curious. Everybody has different curiosities. Why does Rashi say that? Who Rashi's Rebbeim? Who does Rashi? There's so many different things to pick up. Underline in your Gemara, make arrows, make this, you stick it, do whatever you want. Ashimi Shabala Kanda Tabuda Vyado, do something. It makes it more geschmack. I'm more involved in it. And whatever it is that you like, there are a million different things you can like. Okay, so I want to just conclude. Good, it's all very nice. How do I do it? What happens if I don't have a geschmack yet? How do I get a geschmack? So this is all Ashgacha, that's all because I was asked to come here. I'm learning with my chavrusa. I'm involved in preparing for Shavuos right now. And Derech Agav, I found the Das Chochmo Musar, Simon Beis. I think it's Chelik Beis, Simon Beis. It's entitled HaTorah Shebo'a Nivra Olam. He says an unbelievable thing. Shinui teva tzorich nes. Want to change teva? You need a nes. You need a nes. Change teva, you need a nes. You're allowed to daven when all of a sudden someone has a leg amputated. You're allowed to daven the leg should grow back? No. Can't daven. Except maybe the emos, right? The Gemara and Brachas, maybe the emos, they can daven. She was pregnant with a boy, right? Like, she was pregnant, she was mispalled. We can't daven for that, right? Tfilas Hashani, the Gemara says. Can't change them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nasan lano es ha-toyra shitav. Zoimer, shayidei ha-toyra nucho lahavois neszeh. Nucho lahavois neszeh. Toyra can change teva. What teva? The teva is that if I'm not such a good husband, I can become a better husband by learning Torah. If I'm not such a good friend, I can become a better friend by learning Torah. Otherwise, I normally can't change my teva. This is who I am. It's hard to change, almost impossible to change. Zakhna B'Yeruchim, Torah can change. So I would like to wonder, and maybe humbly suggest, let's say someone doesn't feel Torah's gishmak yet. Double stuff is more gishmak still. Basketball is still more gishmak, and who knows what else is still more gishmak. Maybe it's also saying, according to B'Yeruchim, if a person learns a little bit more Torah, that will goof will make the Torah gishmak. And then once the Torah becomes gishmak, I never got a good word for this in English. What's the opposite of a vicious cycle? I never got a good word. There got to be a good word for it. I never got it. But the opposite of a vicious cycle is, the more Torah I learn, maybe the more gishmak I'll get. You know, people told me this, Rabbi, if you drink wine and it's not sweet, you drink this wine, you'll start liking it. I don't got time for this. I don't want it. I don't like it. I don't care about it. What if it's so hot? Start drinking it. I should like it. I don't need it. Torah. So I'm wondering, maybe daf hashua is that ingredient. If a person starts off one blind, I can't believe it. Every time on Sunday morning, I give the shiur Sunday morning shul. Every time you start Sunday morning, I look, daf kuf yud beis amud aleph and Shabbos. It's unbelievable. Daf kuf yud beis, which is 111 block, plus 63 block in Brachas. We're talking about almost 180 block. You know what? Aaron Leib Steinman, right? The man who never eats and doesn't sleep and sits on a bench with who knows what going on in his apartment over there, right? Aaron Leib Steinman, remember what he told me? He said, learn Daf Hashua, it's Gevaldik, and make a Siyum every couple of months. Make a Siyum. Even though you didn't finish the Masechta, we make up Siyumim for everything. Whatever, every 30 days, this, we finish 5 Brachim, we finish Diva. Make it Siyum. Make Siyumim Gishmak. It's a Rabbi Shimon, the person sitting there never eats and never does nothing, right? There's no Shaka Kol Maza. He understands. He said, make a Gishmak. Make a Gishmak. He didn't say make a Gishmak of speakers. Okay, they meant that also. But make a Gishmak. Make a Gishmak. Make a Gishmak. So I'd like to thank you all for making our life in Chicago more gishmak. That's what you've done. So that was one of the reasons I felt that strong hakaras. I told you that even though I came to Menachem Mogul and said that I wanted to thank you. I wanted to thank you. You made my life more gishmak. I had a few holes in Daf Yomi. I'm filling them in with Daf Hashua. I have one or two holes in Daf Hashua, but I finished them in with Daf Yomi. So, Baruch Hashem, it's okay. You know, I came here this morning. I got a hole in Daf Hashua now because I didn't give it a shiur this morning. But it was Kedai. Kedai, I'm going to go back and show everybody what's happening in Pesach. Pesach is happening in Chicago. So, Ma'aseh Rabbi Yisai, if Torah becomes Gishmak, then we'll figure out what to do. In so many different situations in life. We'll figure out what to do with our time. We'll figure out what to do with all, quote-unquote, the extra minutes we have. And we'll never realize how many more things we'll be able to accomplish. How many more things we'll be able to finish. How many more things we'll be able to do. What a better husband will become. A better father will become. A better grandfather will become. We'll become Gishmak. Life will become Gishmak. We should be safe for our voice, like, don't we have a tzlocha rabba? If you did a shaykh, and Torah should be zis, and Torah should be sweet, and the bracha, we should all finish Daf Hashua, and we should be able to walk down the stairs when we finish it, we should be able to eat when we finish it, we should be geshmak when we finish it, and together, Bez Hashem Yisrael, you'll finish before us, we'll come to your siyum, you'll come to our siyum, We should all be zeichah bez Hashem for the biggest gishmak to make a nachas ruach for the bayre. We should be zeichah to be as a Mashiach from Harry Amenu. Thank you very much.